Go to Bob Metz. Go ahead, Bob.
Morning, Andy. Al Gretzky is the guy to vote for in London West. Check out Al Gretzky, GRETZKY.ca, and you'll see why. He's going to be Freedom Party's candidate in London West. I think you're going to be in for some surprises. I find it amazing that you have a PC candidate there who's saying that he's going to be fiscally conservative when, I mean, the Ontario PCs have brought us some of the worst things we have to deal with. They brought us the Human Rights Code, the socialized medicine, which they brought in this OHIP. They brought in to pay for that, the income tax. They gave us rent controls, control over the LCBO. They were going to close the same power plants that the Liberals were. They gave us a 100-kilometer, you know, speed limit on the 401 series that were built for one, you know, much higher than that. And then, of course, they're still in favor of running deficits until at least 2016, 2017. And they haven't got any plans. They keep telling us that they have a plan. What is it?
Bob, let me ask you about the news this morning from this disgruntled Liberal. Your reaction to Dan Foster.
Well, I thought it was amazing that Dan Foster actually suggested that people should consider looking at an independent candidate. Well, here's your opportunity. Because no matter which way this election works out, the government will not change. It will remain the minority government it is, even if all the by-elections turn out that way. There's four of them on the go right now. So here's an opportunity for people who maybe would feel uncomfortable voting for that so-called independent candidate to check one out.
Would you call...
And I can't think of anyone more trustworthy and understanding and backed up by a really solid base of support, policy, everything's in place, than Al Gretzky. And I really think every voter in London West owes it to themselves to check it out. AlGretzky.ca.
There we go. Well, I think you snuck a little plug in there if I was paying attention. Bob, let me ask you about back to Dan Foster. The question is, what's more shocking? Number one, the process of how they're getting their candidate, the Kathleen's candidate, to be the new Chris Bentley, or secondly, who it is, Ken Coran.
Well, to me it's a bit of both, but I can understand from their internal folks that I think, to me, if I were a Liberal, it would be more the process, or what my previous understanding of that process should have been. I mean, if the previous understanding was that, yeah, that's okay to do, then I got nothing to complain about, do I? But if the idea is that you're supposed to nominate your candidate and your constitution doesn't allow for that, I don't really know what the Liberal rules are. So I'm not in a position to speak with any authority on this.
But would you call Ken Coran a parachute candidate?
Well,
you got ties to...
Yes and no. It's a tough one. He's not living in London right now, is that my understanding?
Well, whether he is or isn't is not clear, but he's been working out of Toronto for years for the OSSTF. And certainly is.
Yeah, he might be considered a parachute candidate. And but by the way, Al Gretzky does live in London West.
There we go. Boy, yeah, that's what. How keep track there, Ryan. How many plugs has Bob gotten in for the Freedom Party?
Hey, you know what I always wonder? How come when we say, or people call in and talk about Freedom Party, I've noticed this with a number of people in the media, they say, oh, well, you're doing an advertising, yet slews of people can call in and talk about their party.
No, Bob.
And you never say, well, you're advertising for your party.
Bob, I was having a little fun with you.
I understand. I'm having fun with you, too.
There we go. Bob, I appreciate the call.